Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Help wanted. The signs are everywhere. I took a road trip to Colorado in the early summer. There were help wanted signs in every state. The signs are everywhere, and so are simple explanations. Conservatives say the expanded unemployment benefits are keeping people from looking for work. Liberals say wages need to be raised to attract workers. Both have some truth, but neither seems to explain the entire situation. First, there's a global labor shortage. If it were just in the U.S., we could blame Biden and move on. Our expanded benefits would not seem to explain a labor shortage in Europe or Australia. Second, it's not just corner grocery stores and neighborhood cafes. Wall Street banks have vacancies. So do Michelin-starred restaurants, healthcare providers, professions that are unlikely to be swayed by enhanced unemployment benefits. The global market went through profound changes as a result of COVID-19 and the attempts to control it. Worldwide, tens of millions of people lost their employment or were displaced. CNN business correspondent Julia Horowitz said, "The job market will never be the same. Trained workers are stuck in the wrong places. Others have retired early, are skeptical about going back to work in the face of lingering health concerns, or having difficulty securing reliable childcare." She said, "The economy emerging from the crisis also looks different from the one that preceded it. Demand is higher in some sectors, lower in others. Workers have left frontline jobs in some industries for roles that are less exposed to the coronavirus. They don't want to be affected by fresh lockdowns, or they want a better work-life balance." Forbes magazine says parents have trouble juggling jobs with childcare and even homeschooling, so many have opted out of the job market. The article said many older workers took advantage of increased value of their stocks and real estate to retire early. And although millions of Americans have been vaccinated, there's still a palpable fear of catching COVID-19. People would rather not work than run the risk of catching and spreading the virus. Forbes found a survey of food service workers conducted by the Food Labor Research Center. 75% of the respondents said that workers' concerns about COVID-19 and increased hostility and harassment from customers, often related to wearing masks, led them to leave their jobs. Many decided not to return. Instead, they want to pivot to different careers outside of retail, restaurants, or other frontline jobs. There is hope. More vaccinations mean safer workplaces and safer schools. Schools opening up take some of the pressure off of parents. More people working means more money flowing in the economy, and enhanced benefits will end soon anyway. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.